Zaf is Daf Chaf. So we got to the last four words, probably five words on Yud Testament Beis. The Gemara quotes a Braisa, Taner Rabbanan, Hamakdish Nekeva Lalasa. A person separates a Nekeva for an Ola, and as we know by now, that Nekeva is not right for an Ola. You need a Zachar for an Ola. So he is mafresh in the cave for the Ola. So the din is Ulapischa, Lashamo. These are three types of carbonates, an Ola, a carbon Pesach, and a carbon Ashim. All of them require Zachar, but he was mafresh in the cave. So the din is, according to the Tanakhama, Osa Timura, that even though it's not Roy for carbon itself because you were mafresh the wrong gender, there still is enough Kedusha that you could take this Nekeva that's now a Pesach, now an Ashim or an Ola, and you could make Timura from that Nekeva to another animal. That's the Tanakhama. Comes along Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Omer Leo Lasa Osa Timura Aval. When it comes to Pitzchol Hashamo, ain't Osa Timura. He agrees only the Gabi the Ola. Gabi the Ola, the person's mafresh in a Nekeva for an Ola. So even though that Nekeva is possible, it still has enough Kedusha that Ola could generate a Timura. But if a person's mafresh in a Nekeva for a Pesach or for an Ashim, Rabbi Shimon says, it doesn't work. Ain't Osa Timura. Why not? She'ein lecha davar Osa Timura Ela Haroa Listaif. The only types of carbonos, the only types of animals, the only types of kedusha that can create a timura is only that animal now requires roh of histayv, that it has enough kedusha, you have to let it graze and get a mum before redeeming it. But since we saw in yesterday's daf, a person's mafresh in a keva for a pesach and asham, Rabbi Shimon says you don't have to wait for it to get a mum. That was a mum itself by being the wrong gender, and you just sell it. There's no kedusha, there's no pidyon. So if there's no kedusha, that means there's no need for, there's no timura either that applies to it. The only instance where Rabbi Shimon agrees that there is a Timura by the wrong gender, a person's mafresh a Nekeva for an Ola, that's allowed because since, as we saw up until now, that Nekeva is Roy for an Ola's Oaf, even though you're doing an Ola's Behema, but since a Nekeva does exist by an Ola elsewhere, so then when a person's mafresh a Nekeva for an Ola, there is enough Kedusha that you have to do Roa Vistaiv, and a Timura would work as well according to the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. So comes along Rabbi now. So right now where we have it is the Tanakhama held that Mafish Nekeva is for Ola, Pesach, and Asham. Those three creates Timura. Rabbi Shimon says it only works for an Ola, not for Pesach and Asham. Comes along a third sheet who's Machria, Amar Rabbi. Rabbi says, Ein ani roa dvarv shel Rabbi Shimon be Pesach. I don't agree by Pesach. Hol v'mosar ha-Pesach kariv shlamim. Meaning even though Rabbi Shimon says a person is Mafish Nekeva for a Pesach, doesn't require, does not create Timura, I think by Pesach it does work. So according to Rebbe, a mafresh nekeva for Ola is Kadosh and there's Timura, and a mafresh nekeva for Pesach as well is Kadosh and does Timura, but he agrees by a mafresh nekeva for an Asham, there is no Kedusha and it won't create Timura. So what's unique about a Pesach? As the Gemara just said, because since a Moser Pesach, an extra Pesach turns into a Shlamim, that's why it's enough Kedusha to then create Timura.
Even before Pesach.
Even before Pesach, exactly. So the Gemara then says, "Lema, let's say ain ani roa dvarv shel Rabbi Shimon ba'asham. Why not say anything by an asham? Why? Hol amoser asham kariv ola. The guy has an extra asham; it's leftover. That asham automatically turns into an ola. So just like a Pesach has a theoretical possibility of becoming a shlamim, so to every asham has the ability to become an ola as well. So he should say there too. There's chalos shame ola on an asham, and it should also timur. So Gemara says no. The reason why Rebbe doesn't say this by an asham is because Rebbe savar la kirabanan damra mosros linivas tzibur azli. Which is a big, we had a big machlokas. What do you do with an extra asham? So some say it goes to nidvas tzibur, and some say it goes to the olas yachid. So he so holds it goes to the olas to nidvas tzibur, and we know there's a klal v'ein timura b'tzibur, that tzibur cannot create timura. There is no timura on a carbon tzibur. So since he holds it, yes, an asham, a moser asham turns into an ola, but the ola nidvas tzibur, and there is no timura on a carbon tzibur. So Gemara now wants to discuss a little bit about the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Gemara says, "Kasak daitach, hainu taima de Rabbi Shimon." The Havamina was that the explanation of Rabbi Shimon that gave mafish nekeva lalasa. So we said that Rabbi Shimon agrees a person's mafish nekeva for an ola that can create timura, but he says by a pesach and asham it doesn't work. So what was the Havamina? What was unique about the ola gave mafish nekeva laolasa mishum hachi osa timura? Why? Why does it create a timura? To ha'ika shem olale, because even though the guy's mafish in a cave and then the cave is possible for an ola, we have elsewhere by an ola's by shame ola lea gavi olas oaf. Because by an oaf, you can't have an olas oaf on a nekeva. So nekevas are shayach to an ola, even though by behemoth it's not, it is shayach by an oaf. So ela, if that's the case, because as long as we have some model of the nekeva being an ola, so Gemara asks an interesting question. Ela meata, if that's the case, b'koin gadol shehifrish para lipara. We know on Yom HaKippurim the number of different kabbalos that are brought. There's Shnei Seirim, so there are two goats that are brought, there are paros that are brought. So one of the cows that are brought is a paro shel Aaron, it's called. It's a paro shel Aaron shel Kohen Gadol. Whoever the Kohen Gadol is, he brings a par for himself, and that's where he gets kapara for himself, and then we expand it to a par for the entire kuna, and then a sayer for the entire klayisol. But he brings a paro, his par, a cow, a male cow, bull. So let's say he's mafrish a cow, a female cow, as opposed to a bull. So what's the din? So the Gemara says, if that's the case, again, el miata, but kohen gadol shehifrish paro, liparo, tikdosh, it should be kadosh. How could the female cow be kadosh in place of the bull that's needed? Because the ha'ika parschatas. What's a parschatas? A paraduma. A paraduma dafka comes from a female. So you have a paraduma, so that's called a chatas. The pasuk calls a chatas, and many dirim that relate to a chatas. It's an interesting carbon. It's a carbon that's brought outside the base of Mikdash. But still, in the end of the day, it's a chatas. So even though as mafrish the para, for my paro, it should be chal in the paro, because we do have a hechadimsi of a nekeva being a chatas, a paras chatas. And the Gemara says, so since the din of, even though it's a very tricky discussion, the Gemara's in Yuma and Avodah Zarah and Shuas all talk about the nature of Paraduma, but the Gemara says, even though it's called the Chatas, it really, be'etim, it's Kachay Bedek Abayis. It only has Kedusha, with Kedusha's Damim, but doesn't have Kedusha's Aguf, and Kachay Bedek Abayis, the Gemara explains, is Lo Avde Timura. Only a Kachay Guf, a carbon from the Mizbeach, can create Timura, but not Kachay Bedek Abayis. So even though you're right, you have such a Chatas by Paraduma, that's not a classical Chatas, it's a Bedek Abayis, and that doesn't make Timura, so that's not a Shaila. So Gemara says, okay, so what about this case? You have a Yochid Shehifrish Sa'ir L'Sirasa. The din is if a person violates a Veira, so a Chatas he brings would be a Si'ira, a female goat. A she-goat, I think they call it. So then, let's say he's mafrish a male goat instead of sa'ir, instead of se'ira. So tikdosh, that should be kadosh. Why should that be kadosh? Because he has to bring a se'ira, but he brought a male goat. How come that works? To ha'ika sa'ir nasi. We know the Mishnayos and the Pesukim and Vayikra, the Mishnayos and Horios talk about that if a nasi violates an aveira, his carbon yachid is different than a carbon yachid stam. He brings a sa'ir, not a se'ira. So even though I'm a yachid, I'm not a nasi, if I do bring a sayer instead of my se'ira, that sayer should be kadosh because there's a nasi who brings a sayer for his chatat. So at least it's shayach somewhere in the world of chatos. Or inami, alternatively, let's say the nasi himself did an avera, and he's supposed to bring a sayer, but instead, hifrish se'ira l'se'ira. He accidentally, or maybe intentionally, he's mafrish a she-goat instead of the male goat. So you're switching them around, but both of them should be kadosh because you have a female goats are chatos and a male goats are chatos. And the Gemara says tikdosh, that should be kadosh as well. And the deha yachid mafrish sira, because a yachid is mafrish sira, so it should be chal for the nasi as well. To which the Gemara answers no. Hane tre gufe ninu. The nasi and the yachid are two completely different individuals. When we spoke about before about a person who brings an ola, a nekeva for an ola, so I could also bring an ola snadava from an oaf. I'm able to bring an ola that's a nekeva, an ola that's a zachar. But a yachid and nasi, the person with a yachid can't bring a sayer. And the ones who's a nasi can't bring a seira. So they're two different parishas entirely, and therefore you can't bridge one to the other.
What if he starts being a nasi?
So the Gemara says, next line, very next line, the Mishnah says, the Gemara quotes, Chatu ad shelo nismanu. Let's say first he sinned, he doesn't have Vera, the same person. He doesn't have Vera before he's appointed a nasi. He's a yachid right now. He doesn't have Vera, he's chayv to bring a seira. And then, ki mafish sayer lisirasa, but then he becomes And then he becomes appointed the din and the nasi. He brings a seira because the avera took place when he was a hediot. So he brings a seira. But let's say he accidentally kimafrish sayer lisiraso tikta. So right now he's a nasi. His avera took place when he was a hediot, but currently he's a nasi. So he mafrish a sayer instead. He's really supposed to be mafrish a seira, but he's mafrish a sayer for his seira tikdosh because right now he's a nasi, and that's the same person. It's chad gufahu. Shouldn't that be kadosh? Deha ilu chata hash, if he were to sin right now, because he's currently a nasi, bar yisuye sarihu. He is subject to bring a sayer. So shouldn't that case be kadosh? And the Gemara says, halachata lechai basayer. But the Maisa, he didn't chait. He didn't do an avera. So if he didn't do an avera, he can't just do an avera if he wanted to do. It's not an option for him to do an avera. He didn't do an avera. So the Maisa, since he didn't do avera, that sayer isn't on the radar at all. Well, ihachi, that's the case, hachanami. The guy owes a ola, behema, he's mafish in the keva. We say, oh, it works, because he could bring an olas nadava. He's not bringing an olas nadava of an oaf right now, he's bringing an olas behema. That's not shaykh, an olas oaf. Hachanami, halav olas oaf kamaisi. He's bringing an olas behema, not an olas oaf. So granted, in a keva could work for an olas oaf, but he's not chayef to bring an olas oaf right now. And the Gemara says, no. Rabbi Shimon Savarlak, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Shimon holds like this shita. What's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's shita? The Tanan, the Mishnah tells us a Maseches Minachos. Harei alai ola. The guy says, I need to bring an ola. That's the nether he takes. So Yavi Keves, he should bring a Keves for his ola. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Otor, O Bnei Yonah. He's allowed to bring a bird, even though he says, Harei alai ola. That ola not only implies a behema, but it even implies a bird if he wants. So it actually is shayach for him to bring an olas nidvas of right now, and therefore the olas, shame olas chal on the nekeva.
Say that again. How does that work? Ola, why could he bring an ola?
Because he says, I really like ola. I want to bring an ola. So what does ola mean? So ola can mean a behema, can mean an oaf.
As so, I said, the oaf, but he's not. Oaf is only if he does a certain aveira.
No, that's the number. But also, Ben Azariah says, if a guy says, Rei Lai Ola, he has the option of bringing a behema, or he has the option of bringing an oaf. That's the din, he says. So you can fulfill your nether through bringing an oaf as well, and therefore it is shayach to the individual, according to Elisra Belaz Ben Azariah. According to the Tanakhama, it seems like no. When a guy says, Rei Ola, he means a behema, and that's it. But we hold, at least Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah.
Does that mean that only according to Rabbi Shimon this works, or according to meaning, or this only the answer? The answer is for everybody, but we said that it could happen according to Rabbi Shimon.
The answer is
meaning it's not that only Rabbi Shimon would hold that that it works. Meaning everybody else also, because Rabbi Shimon holds like that, right?
Well, no, because we don't know the other opinions. Right now, Rabbi Shimon says that Mafresh Nekeva only works for an Ola. It doesn't work anywhere else. So his explanation has to be because Ola works by Ola Snidvas Of. But the other ones who allowed even by an Asham and a Pesach, their svar can't be because it exists. It's a different svar. So we don't know what they're working with right now. So then the Gemara says, Tanan Hasan, the Mishnah tells us in Masech HaShkalim. Hamakdish Nechas, a person says, Hamakdish my property. It doesn't specify for what purpose. Everything's Kaddush. V'haya behen behema ru'i l'gavi mizbech. And amongst his property, he has an animal that's roi for the mizbech, a tamim cow, a tamim goat. And Zacharim Nekevos, he has males, he has female animals. So what do you do with all the property? So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Zacharim Yimachru L'Tzarcheolos. So you have to sell the male animals, and those male animals are used for carbon itself. That I don't need the Ola, but some other guy needs the Ola, so I'm selling you my cow and use it for the Ola. And the money I use for Bedek Abayis purposes, we'll see. And then the Nekevos, I sell the female animals to someone who needs it to Yimachru L'Tzarche Shlamim. Those who need Shlamim, they could buy my animal. But my animal doesn't ever lose its Kedusha. It has to be Dafka used for someone else's carbon, for an Ola or for a Shlamim. And Demeim, what do I do with the money that I now sold the cows and the sheep for? The Demeim, Yiplu Imshar Nechasim L'Bedek Abayis. The money I use, the proceeds of selling the animals, along with all my other property, all that money is given to the Bedek Abayis. That's in the Tanakhama, I sell the animals for the purpose of Karbanos. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Zichar Ma'atmam Yikrivu Olos. No, I could actually bring my male animals that are, even though I didn't specify why I wanted to use them, I just said Kadosh, the male animals automatically become an Ola. I need to bring they themselves. I can't sell them. They are themselves are Olos. And Nekevos, Yimachu L'Tzarche Shlamim. But the Nekevos, which I didn't have in mind for a Shlamim, that's to be used for Kadosh, I sell to someone else who needs them for Shlamim. And V'yavi B'demem Olos, and then the money used selling the Nekevos, I use to fund other Olos. And Shar Nechasim, all the other properties, Yiplu, the Bet HaGabayis, have to go to the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. So this is the Mishnah. So it comes along, Amrle Rabbi Chiya Ba'abel Rabbi Yochanan. The Rebbe Yeshua, Damar Zachar Ma'atmam Yikru Olos. Rebbe Yeshua in this Mishnah says, when I'm makdish my property, any male animals I have that are tamim are going to the Mizbeach as an Ola. So according to the Shita, that they go as the Ola themselves, Nekevos Heichem Mekarvin Shlamim. So now the Shlamim regarding the females, so females, we said, we sell all the female cows and the female goats and female sheep to someone who needs them as a Shlamim. But how could they be used for someone else as Shlamim? Hami Koach Kedusha Dechuya Ka'asin, they're coming from a Kedusha Dechuya, a Kedusha that was not right. What do you mean? Because when I'm makdish my property Stam, the Havamina is it's for Ola. So now I have an Ola, but my Nekeva can't be used for an Ola because it's a Nekeva. I need a Zachar for my Ola. So I sell it to someone else to use for Shlamim. How could that transfer the Kedusha's Ola to a Kedusha Shlamim? So Gemara says a slightly different version of the question before answering it is Lishnachrina, another suggestion of the question. Amar Lei Rabbi Chiba Abel Rabbi Yochanan Midekama Rabbi Yeshua Zecharim Atzman Yikavu Olos. From the fact that Rabbi Yeshua says the male animals are brought as Olos themselves, Lemeim is apt to suggest to Kedushas Aguf Akdishinu that this Kedusha Aguf on the animals. Now, if there's Kedusha Aguf on all the animals, from the fact that you could bring the Zecharim as Olos, so Ihachi Nekevos Amayi Machul Tarche Shlamim. So how can you just take the Nekevos and just sell them without waiting? Don't you have to first remove the Kedushas Aguf from the females? You have to let them graze until they get a Baal Mum, and then you can redeem them. So these are the two questions on this, the Mandabar of Yeshua. Meaning, what do you do with the Nekevos? Either the Nekevos have to be weight.
It didn't make sense. But the fact that why is the Charim and not Nekevos?
Right, so the Gemara says, so in terms of Nekevos, either there's Kedushas are good for Nekevos, you have to wait for it to get a Mamum, or you can't just transfer a Nekeva of Ola to a Shlamim. So Amar Lei, they say back, Rabbi Yeshua Savar Lak Rabbi Shimon. Damar Kalmide de Lochazi Le Gufo, Lo Nachti Le Kedusha Zaguf. He holds like Rabbi Shimon from yesterday's daf that when you're makdish an animal, that's not roi for the carbon, the gender is wrong, that becomes a mum from the get go, so there's not going to be Kedusha Zaguf. And since a Nekeva isn't roi for an Ola, so Mimela there's no Kedusha Zaguf. So you don't have to wait for it to get a Ba'amum, you don't have to worry about transferring it to a Shlamim, there's no Kedusha Zaguf to even speak of. So Tanan, we see the Mishnah that quotes from Rabbi Shimon Shita from yesterday. Timacher Shlobamum, a person's mafish in a keva for an ashem can't be brought from a keva. There's no kedusha to speak of. You can't make a woman a bar mitzvah. You can't make a male a bas mitzvah. They're just not shaykh to each other. You can't make a nekeva into an ashem. So there's no kedusha de lochazia nekeva la ashem, and therefore lo nachtilei kedusha. Kedusha zaguf. So Gemara says the very last line of the Amud before turning the page. Amar, granted, we could say Damar Rabbi Shimon Gabi Nekeva Lashem. That much, he says, Deleka Shem Asham Alimo. When a guy's mafresh in Nekeva for an Asham, there Rabbi Shimon says there's no chalos. Because the Nekeva, you never find the Nekeva by an Asham. But here, when the guy's makdish his entire property, he makes everything into Olos. About Gabi Nekeva, La Ola, Deika Shem Ola Alimo. We already discussed before that. By an Ola, even though Nekeva is possible for an Ola, it is Shaykh for Ola's Nidvas Of, so there is a Chaloshem Ola even on the mother. Well, in this case, Afilu Rabbi Shimon Moda, even Mo Rabbi Shimon agrees that it will be Kadosh. Even though I made all my Nekevos into Olos, it still is Kedusha Zaguf. That Rabbi Shimon would agree you have to wait for it to get a Baal Mum. And moreover, asks the Gemara, Od, Hush Meina Leila Rabbi Shimon, we have from Rabbi Shimon himself from yesterday, from Amud Aleph here rather, Lo Lasa Osa Timura. He admits, even though by Mafish Nekeva for Pischo Nashamo, Enos and Timura, we add that he does admit by not Mafish Nekeva Laola, it is Osa Timura, which clearly indicates that there is a Kedusha Zaguf by an Ola. So it goes back to square one. If a guy's Mafish is Nekevos for Olos, he's Mafish Olos property, and even Nekevos are Kadosh Kedusha Zaguf, even according to Rabbi Shimon, so how are you able to sell them right away without waiting for it to get a Ba'amum? And the Gemara answers, Amr Lei, Rabbi Shimon Tzavala, Ki Idach Tana, Aliba de Rabbi Shimon. There is another opinion what Rabbi Shimon held, which is, the Sanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, Af Lo Lasa Enosa Timura. Meaning there are two opinions what Rabbi Shimon felt about Ola. What did he say? Hamafish Nekeva Ola is also like the Oshem and Pisra, that Enos and Timura, and there is no Kedusha Zaguf. That opinion is the Brisa we just brought, and that's the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. There's another opinion, which is what we are discussing up until now, that Rabbi Shimon says, no, Hamafish Nekeva Ola so does have Kedusha Zaguf and is Osin Timura.
Why do we assume that it's only Ola and not Shlamim when he was Makdish?
Because a Stam Beda Gabayis is, an Ola is always viewed as a Nedava. So whenever there's a Stam, Ola is always, that's just like the Stam Nedava person has in mind.
And Shlamim, but could also be, or no?
No, Shlamim are not, I only bring Shlamim voluntarily. I don't think so. Okay. The mission now tells us, on Amud Beis here, Timura's Asham, if you have an Asham, that's a Timura. So you did a Timura, you have an Asham, you transfer it onto another animal, so that's a Timura's Asham. and Vlad Timura, or the Vlad of that Timura's Asham, or Vlad Vladim Vladon Atzofa Kol Olam, and all the offspring thereafter, all of them have to Yiru Adshi Yistahayivu. You have to wait until you get a Bamum V'imachu, then sell them Riplu Damav L'Nedava, and the money is used for funding Nidvas Tzibur, according to the Tanakhama. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yamusu, he says, no, you just let it die. You don't let it graze, you just let it drop dead. And Rabbi Elazar Omer Yavi B'demer Olos, he said, no, you do sell it like the Tanakhama, but he thinks you use it for Olos Yachid. So there's a machlokas between the Tanakhama and the last sheet of Rabbi Elazar here, whether the Damim are used for Olos Nidvas Tibor, or whether they're used for Olos Yachid, a personal Nidava. So then the Mishnah says, so just like by Timur's Asham and Vlad Timura, so here as well, Asham Shemesa Ba'alav, an Asham that the owners died, or Shekipra Ba'alav, or they already received Kapar from another animal, so it's extra. The din is Yiru Ad Shishtavu, Vimachu Vyiplu Damav L'Nedava, so same thing as Tanakama, you sell and use the money for the Nidvas Sibur, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yamusu, Rabbi Elazar Omer Yaviba Demea. Ola. So the same exact machlokas by the Timuras Asham and Vlad Timura is the same machlokas by Asham Shemesu Ba'alav and Shekipru Ba'alav. So then the Gemara is going to ask why you need both of them. Why not just lump them together? Why can't you learn from the next? That the Gemara is going to address. Then the Mishnah says, Vaiter, Falo Af Nedava Olahi. So what's the difference between the Tanakama and the Shitas Rabbi Eliezer? They both say Rabbi Elazar. They both say that the money is used for Ola. But one says it's Olas Nidvas Sibur, and one says Olas Yachid. So what's the nafkamina between Olas Nidvas Sibur and Olas Yachid? So the Mishnah explains that Ma Bein Divrei Rabbi Elazar the Divrei Chacham. What's the difference between the two of them? Ela Shebizman Hashehi Ba Chova. When it comes as a Chova, meaning when it comes as a Olas Yachid, so the din is Somech Aleh, the Baal has to be Somech on it, he needs Smicha, Umevi Nisachim, has to be accompanied by Nisachim, Untachem, he has to fund the Nisachim, and Hayakohen, if the Kohen is the one who's bringing the Olas Yachid, Avodasa of Orishalah, so he gets to do the Avoda for the Beis HaMikdash for it, and even though it's not his Mishmar, he can still do the Avoda if he wants to, and he gets to keep the hide. But if it's Bezmanshi Nidava, when it's a Nidvas Tzibur, so then there's Eino Samachala, Eino Mevin Ala Nisachim, Nisachem, Mishal Tzibur, it's funded by the communal fund, and Afa Pisha Kohen, even though he's a Kohen, he doesn't have the right to do the Avoda unless it's his Mishmar, Avodasa of Ora, Mishal Anshe Mishmar. Okay. The Gemara wants to know, how come we had the machlokas by Timuras Asham and Vlad Timura, we repeated it again by Asham Shemesu Ba'alav v'Shekipur Ba'alav. So Gemara says, Tzricha, we need both of these both in these groupings. Why? Di Ashmin and Asham, have we taught the case of the Asham, namely the first case, that Shekipru Shinishkapu Ba'alav. So Baha Kama Rabbi Eliezer. That's where Rabbi Eliezer says his din, Yamusu. That's where they should die. But Mishum, why? The Gazel Acha Kapar Atu Lefnei Kapar. Because there's a chashash that if So if we take a look at Rashi writes here, Betricha Lefluge Betarti Rabbi Eliezer Rabbanim Di Ashmin Asham Shekipru Ba'alav. If you have the second case where the Baal got the Kapar ready, Be'ahu Kama Rabbi Eliezer. That's where Rabbi Eliezer says Yomus Mishim De Gazer Acha Kapara. Shiniskaper Berishon, so there's a concern of Kapara. What's the concern here? What's the Gzera? E Amrit Yavi B'demei Amoser Ola. If you were to say that you have a leftover Asham, you use the money to bring as an Ola, Asi the Meimar, I would say, Nami Kodem Kapara Im Nafa Bamum. If it's prior to the Kapara, so I didn't get a Kapara yet, and my Asham gets a Mum, I would say, you know what? Use the funds to fund a Ola. So what happens is, if it's prior to my Asham, and I've separated an Asham here, and the Asham gets a Mum, so now I have to sell it. So I have to use the money for an Asham, because I still need to bring Asham. But let's say I say, oh, wait a second, there is a case, if I already got Kapara, a leftover Asham is used for Ola, so maybe even prior to Kapara, I could use the Damim of Asham for an Ola. And that's incorrect, I have to use the Damim for my Asham, and that would be violation. So there maybe he would say, so that's why he only said by Kapara cases, that after Kapara, you Yamusu, because Xer, lest he says before Kapara, he should use the money for elsewhere. But when it comes to aval, back to the Gemara now, aval gabe tamuras asham uvla tamuras, so the first half of the Mishnah, ema modilav. Maybe in that case, Rabbi Eliezer wouldn't say let it yamusu. In that case, he would agree. There's no chashash of anything. He would agree to the rabbanon that if there's any, if it's extra, you should or vla tamura, you should just let it get a mum and sell it like the rabbanon. Kamashvlan, even in the first case of vla tamura and tamuras asham, you say yamusu. Now, Iyashmin and Hasim, have you taught the case only by Timuras Ashim and Vlad Timura? Only that's where Bahak Amir Rabban. That's the Rabban say, let it graze and use the Dabim for an Ola. Abagavi Ashim, in a situation where Nishin is Kapu Baaleh, maybe they should be Modil Rabbi Elazar because of the concern of Gazar Acha Kabara because of Lefne Kabara. Tricha, to teach me, even in that case of Acha Kabara, they're not concerned and you are able to sell the property, the Ashim rather, for a Ola. Gemara now says towards the bottom here, Rabban Beis here, Amar of Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua, Machlokas. This Machlokas is between whether it should be Yiru or Yamus in the Mishnah about Avla Tamura is L'acha Kabar. Is all true only after Kabar already has been achieved. Aval Lufnei Kabar, if they haven't yet achieved Kabara, Divri Akol Hu Atmo Yikrav Asham. Everybody agrees that Avla Asham may be brought as an Asham itself. That's what Gemara's first attempt is. So Amar Rava, Rava says, really, is that true? You think a Vlad Asham can be brought as an Asham itself? Shtei Chuvos Badavar. I've got two kashas for that pshat. Chada, number one is, De'ein Adam Miskapir Badavar Haba Bavera. You can never bring a carbon from something that was created through an Avera. And since we're discussing a Tamura and a Vlad Tamura, and then we know there's an Isser Derais of Tamura, that's our whole Masechta, the Tamura is Chal, but there's an Isser in doing so. So I have this animal that's a Tamura's Asham, a Vlad Tamura's Asham, that came about through an Isser. Ain Adam Miskapir Badavar Haba Bavera. That's number one reason why you can't use a Vlad Tamura as a carbon. Number two question has owed Hatani Rav Hanani L'siyua L'Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that Rav Hanani brought Brisa in support of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that what? Damari Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said with regards to Vlad Shlomim, that Vlad Rishon Kariv, even according to Chachamim will hold that a Vlad Shlomim can be brought as a carbon, they do hold back and say Vlad Sheni Einu Kariv. The third generation, the second generation after, is not brought. And this case of a Vlad Tumur is the second generation. Why? Because Yeva Asham. And then Tumur's Asham is Vlad 1, if you will, and Vlad Tumur is Vlad Sheni, so even those who allow Vlad Rishon don't allow Vlad Sheni. So a case of Vlad Tumur's Asham, in essence, is really Vlad Sheni, and everybody agrees Vlad Sheni doesn't work. So these are two reasons why a Vlad Tumur's Asham, either because it came about through an Avera, or because it's considered Vlad Sheni, these are two reasons why it itself cannot be brought as a carbon. So that can't be what was said. Ella, Iyitamar, Hachidmar. If you want to say that Rabba Bar Avua said something, this is what he must have said. What did he say? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avua, Amachlokas Kodim Kapara. The Machlokas in the Mishnah, whether Yiru or Yamusu, with regards to Vlad Timur's Asham, is all prior to getting Kapara. That's where they debate whether you should let it die or whether you should let it to Yiru. Aval, Acha Kapara, if already the guy already received Kapara from his Ashram, now it's just a leftover animal, Hu Asmo Kariv Ola. So then, since you don't need the Ashram anymore, because it's a case of Ashram, Shinis Kabu Baaleha, so then the Ashram Mosar, Ashram, turns into an Ola, and there everybody agrees you can bring it as an Ola. So Gemara says, "V'hatani Rav Chanani lisula Rav Yeshua ben Levi." Didn't he say only Vlad Rishon is Nikrava, but not Vlad Sheni? And this is a Vlad Sheni. We have a Vlad Tumur's Asham. It's called a Vlad Sheni. And the Gemara says, "Inachanami, you are correct. It's a kashya." So I'm not sure how we get around the problem of it not being an Isser, though, right? Because one of the questions were, it wasn't an Ein Adam Niskariv Niskaper Badavah Havera, and here we're saying it is. We are able to bring it if it's Achar Kapara. I don't know the answer to that. But we'll just leave it as a tzarach in. Different one, yeah. Okay, I'm not sure. It could be that when it transfers from an ashram to an ola, maybe it loses its status of being an aver once before. Okay, let's finish off the daf.
Yeah. Tumura in itself, we say that it's an avera, but it's the furash in the Torah, right? Is that what it is?
Yeah, but this also, if we were saying that an extra, we're talking right now of Vlad.
Yeah, but I'm saying that the first and the Tumura, it's an avera, and you have to bring it, but it's because it's Zeras Akasa.
Right? Yeah, in terms of the, right. Why not a regular Tumura?
Right.
Yeah. Okay, fine. The Gemara now says, rather, Tosa asks his question apparently, actually. Tosa, so just look on the side here. If you look at Tosa, so Dima asks, Aval. Aval lefne kapara divri akol hu atzmo yikrav asham. Vim tomar v'chi adiv hai vlad me'ema. Di le'ema eno kreva asham. Is that the one I wanted? Actually, no. No, I think it's a different one. So I look at the next eight other miskaper b'davar habav aver. That tells us, "Tamura bav aver he shavar al lo yachlifanu." V'avagav the tamura's ola v'shalom kreva hanu lav lekapara asin. That's a difference. To not. So when do we say you can't bring a lav when you need a kapara? When it's not for a kapara purpose, there's no longer shayach anymore. So that's why, shlomim are not for kapara, and neither is an ola. It's not for kapara. That's why it's allowed. But if you need a kapara, that doesn't work. But if it's a case where the guy already receives kapara, so then I can bring my tamura's asham, because not for kapara. It becomes an ola. That's the explanation. Okay, the Gemara now says, Vayit debay minei Rabbi Avin bar Chia mi Rabbi Avin bar Kana. Hifrish nekeva l'asham, a guy is mafrish nekeva, a female for asham. And that asham, that nekeva gives birth. So we know that nekeva, she herself is not right for asham, you need a zachar. But it gives birth. Bina mahu sheyikrav l'ola. Can you bring the child now, the male child, as an ola? So Gemara says, Tivshat lei midrab Yosi Rabbi Chanina, damer modi Rabbi Eliezer. When we have a clear discussion from yesterday's daf that Rabbi Eliezer says, a person who's mafish nekeva for an ola, you could bring the bina as an ola. So here as well, that but he says, rather by mafish nekeva for asham, there he says the bina is eno makriv l'asham. So we know from yesterday's daf, what's the shaila here? Lo shmir, like he didn't hear this halacha. He was unaware of it. Samai. So what's the bottom line here? Amalei bina karvola. He thinks that actually you do bring the ola as an ola. The bina as an ola. So hi Mai, what's going on here? So how could you say to bring the child as ola? Again, the case is your mafish in a keva for an asham, and she's not roy for an asham. So and you don't have an asham ever within a keva. So there's no real kedusha to guf. So what to have a minute to think that a child will be brought as an ola? It's not the mother's. There's no kedusha for the mother. So the Gemara explains, "Hi, my ad kan lo kamer Rabbi Elazar." This is the question: how could it be? Only Rabbi Elazar says, "When do you bring the vlad as an ola? Only when your mafish in a keva as an ola. When the mother's an ola, so then the vlad's an ola as well, because the mother is shaykh to have an ola." Dika shem ola al imo in terms of the olas nidvas of. Aval, what Rabbi Eliezer says, the gabe asham, your mafish in a cave for an asham, the leka shem ola al imo, there's no asham, there's no ola on the imo. There you tried to do an asham, and the asham is in chal, you didn't say an ola. So an asham doesn't work, and the ola doesn't work on the mother either. So afilu Rabbi Eliezer moda, that the vlad is not going to be kariv in this case. So Amrle, Rabbi Avin says, Taima, no, that's not the reason why. The reason why we say when you're mafish nekeva for an ola that the vlad's an ola is not because the mother was an ola. Nothing to do with the mother being an ola or not an ola. The reason is Taima de Rabbi Eliezer la mishum de shame ola alima. Nothing to do with the mother's status. Rather el mishum de chazi la krava, because the vlad is roy for a krava. The vlad's a zachar, and therefore since the vlad's a zachar, it takes on some kedusha. What kedusha? It becomes an ola, but nothing to do with the mother at all. V'hai nami chazi la krava here as well. When you're mafish nekeva for an asham, granted the mother's not an asham and the mother's not even an ola, but the vlad is roi for carbon, and therefore when I made my statement about the mother, that's not chal on the mother, but it somehow is chal on the vlad, which is a zachar, and that's why. So anytime you're mafish in a keva, regardless of what you said she should be, the vlad will be a ola. Gemara asks the question, and we'll finish with this to the next Mishnah, Esiver. Vladon asof olam. The din is, if you have a Timuras Asham, and you have a Vlad of the Timuras Asham, and Vlad, and all the offspring, the din is, according to Rabbi Elazar, Yavi Demem Ola. You sell it, and you use the money to buy a carbon Ola. So the Gemara is Medayik B'demeyon in, only the money is used from the Vlados, but Atmala, but we don't bring the Vlad themselves. But we just said before, according to Rabbi Eliezer, unclear whether Rabbi Eliezer or Belazer, that goes back and forth, but whoever is authoring the statement here, he said before, whenever you're mafish, the mother, even though the mother herself is pasul, if the Vlad or Vladan are kosher, you should bring they themselves as the carbon. How come we're saying here, we only use the demeyim, but not the carbon themselves, the animal themselves? And the Gemara says, no, hacha b'mayaskin, the case here is, kagon shiyalda nekeva. The situation where the nekeva was born, that's why. In a chanami, if a zachar is born, you bring the zachar itself as a carbon. But here, a nekeva was born, and a nekeva isn't roi for an ola, so you sell the nekeva. They ask the Mara, "V'yad sofa olam lo olid chad zachar?" So we say in the Mishnah, Vlad Vladan Atzov Olam. So we're saying that for generations they only had females in the entire cow family, the entire sheep family, only females? That's hard to say. And Amrlay says, yeah, Mishanina Shinuya Dechika Bavli. Since you come from Bavli, I'm going to answer you a dachak answer. Kagon Shialda Nekevos Atzov Olam. So it sounds like this wasn't a really good answer. I don't know how they typed it in the art school, whether this was really a good response or they only gave the response because they came from Bavel. How did they say this at the end? To put you on the spot?
A forced answer.
A forced answer. So it sounds like you weren't satisfied with this answer, but they suggest that maybe the Mishnah is talking about a case, Einachanami, it was where all the offspring were only females.
In a way it makes sense, except for the last one, because otherwise you should never have that Ladan because it stopped with the Zafar.
That's true also.